Steve's in Romford. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Hi.
I'd just like to put forward as a point that the nurses went on strike for a morning, just to show that we are upset and we need money. And they went on strike for a morning. The firemen want to go on firework night for 4 days. And I think that's the way they perform. They're just, to me, now, I've got no respect for firemen. I can tell you, and I think everyone can tell you stories about firemen.
Well, I hope your house doesn't burn down, Steve, because if it does, you might earn a bit of learn a bit of respect for them.
To be honest, I mean, it's not I don't think it's a really, really hard job.
Steve, hold on a second. Yeah. Let me get Graham on the line, and he'll tell you why it's an important job. Graham, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I'm actually gobsmacked to what Steve just said. Can you ask him how many dead children he's ever pulled out of a fire? How many mangled bodies he's had to cut out of cars on the motorway? You're telling me it's an easy job. Ask him what job he does and how many times he risks his life in any 1 week.
Steve?
Right, OK, then. I've never pulled mangled bodies out of it. If you don't want to be a fireman, don't do the job. There's more people die on building sites than firemen die in a year. So it's not the world's
I'm not talking about firemen dying. I'm talking about what it does psychologically to your head. I've seen things, and I'm an ex-soldier as well, served in Northern Ireland. I've seen things that will stay with me for the rest of my life. I'm not after more and more. I don't want nothing extra. I just want what I signed up for. I want the pension that I pay for. I pay for my pension more than any other public service in this country. I pay over £500 a month of my money into the pension pot. All I want is what I pay for. Go and ask the MPs how much their pension is. I said to you this before, actually, and last time I rang you. Ask the previous fire minister how much his pension is. If he's taken a cut in his pension. Actually, he's not. He's just increased his pension. They've just got an 11% pay rise. So don't come on here and start saying firemen don't do a hard job.
Let's go to Steve in Islington. Hello, Steve.
Yeah, listen. I agree with a lot of the sentiments of Steve from Romford. I mean, what's upsetting the firemen now, the public, if you like, has been exposed to all the perks and things they do with extra work and Spanish practices, etc., etc. And Ian, when you consider when you consider that people like the ambulance service and the police do not have anything like the conditions the firemen have, I think they want to wake up and smell the gravy sort of thing.
So it's a race to the bottom.
Pardon?
It's a race to the bottom.
No, it's not a race to the bottom at all. But firemen are getting a very, very good deal. I mean, when you compare it to their pension to people in the city, and it's a bloody good deal. Pardon my language. Not many people can retire at 50 on the kind of pension they do.
Also, not many people pay £500 a month into their pension scheme, do they?
Yeah, but they're still getting a very good pension. I mean, who do you know can retire at 50? And on a living wage like they do, and then go off and do another job.
But they signed up to a deal which the government signed up to too. What do you do for a living, Steve?
Well, I'm retired now.
Well, what did you?
Well, I used to be a bus driver.
Well, you presumably got a pension from that job.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I got a pension.
So when did you retire?
I retired about a year ago.
Right. Well, if the government had come to you and said, well, actually, we want to rip up the pension scheme that that you've signed up to, Steve, we want you to accept something you wouldn't have been very pleased with that, would you?
Yeah, Ian, I concede the point. I think there is grounds for the ones who have signed up to that to get the pension.
Exactly, and that's the point that they're making.